Hello and welcome back to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
My name's Jen.
My name's James.
Hi, I'm Shelly.
And on today's show, we are in leg two of our 6 and 16 series. So stay tuned because we come back, we're going to talk about how you cultivate the presence of the Lord in your life. So stay tuned.
Every day. We are in our second part of our great road adventure, six Great Lakes in 16 hours. We have now been driving just over 9 hours. We are in Michigan and
Flint, Michigan.
We are still driving.
And one of the things that we talked about was, I know, especially when I go away on vacation, one of the hardest things to do is to stay up to date in my devotions, because I'm a routine person. I get up every morning.
I hear the alarm. Same song. Then she opens her door. She comes out. She turns on the kettle,
puts down
the toast, and pours her milk in the coffee cup.
It's true.
Toast pops up. It's buttered. Pours the coffee. Coffee sits, percolates, or whatever it does. And then she eats her toast and a piece of fruit. And then later she drinks her coffee.
And it's the same thing every morning. I'm such a routine person. But while I'm drinking my coffee, that's my intentional time with the Lord. That's one of the major ways that I spend time with the Lord. I cultivate the Lord's presence. And so I personally read the Bible every day and I make notes. So I read a chapter, make a note, read a chapter, make a note. And that's what I have been doing for years, like 20 plus years, probably. I want to say close to 25 years I've been doing that, where I read it. I know I started reading when I was about 2. So
you could read at 2? I knew she was amazing.
No, but if you do math, 2 plus 25 makes 27, yo.
Yeah, that's...
See?
Oh my gosh, I'm your elder.
So then, anyways, that's a big fat lie. So one of the ways that I cultivate the presence of the Lord in my life is by reading the Bible every day. And if I go to bed without reading the Bible, I just feel lost. And even this morning before I got up to eat breakfast, I read my Bible quickly. Well, quickly enough that I read the chapter and I made a note, sent off the text to some friends that I share that with every day, and then I went out to embrace the day because I thought, I need to read my Bible first. I need to start it off well. So just wondering, in general, how do you each one spend time with the Lord? Like, is it a regular everyday thing, or what sort of rhythm? Do you have a rhythm? So who wants to go next?
Take it away, James.
James Chapman. Right,
James.
Oh, wow.
So, James, how do you go about spending time with the Lord? We say cultivating His presence. We know that the Lord's presence is always with us. We understand that. But when we say cultivate presence, it's like cultivating relationship.
Right.
How do you go about building relationship with the Lord?
Well, you know what? I just want to speak to that because...
Is my book in the back?
You're right that it has to be a choice. You have to be intentional about spending time with someone in order to actually build a relationship. And sometimes it's even when you, like, don't feel like it, or it's not in the place, or it's not a similar routine, or whatever, you just gotta do it. So for this 6 and 16, I did not want to come. I did not want to come. Because I didn't want to drive, I didn't want to sit in the car, I didn't want to go so far, I'd rather be outside, blah, 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 blah. But I love my friends. And I wanted to be in their presence. And I wanted to spend time with them. And so that's why I chose to come. And if you don't spend time with your friends, it's so easy just to fall out of touch with them.
Yes.
So it's the actual time together that I think makes the biggest difference.
Yes. And so it is so important to realize that not even when you feel like spending time with the Lord, it is so important to spend time with the Lord. So James, how would you say you cultivate that relationship with the Lord?
For me, one of the things that I kind of implemented last year and try to keep it going is one of my biggest things is when my alarm wakes me up, it's worship music. So it's so that I start the day off on a good foot. That's the song of my heart kind of thing
right
for the day,
cool.
Yeah. For the most part. And also, like, I also am very intentional about listening to it more and more in the truck and even, you know, at work and stuff, whenever I can.
Right.
And podcasts and stuff, do a couple podcasts as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also gotten, over the past, I'd say 6 or 7 months, I've been doing a couple of Bible studies a week, too, with different people.
Okay,
just
that's
to
great.
Kind of get more connected than before.
That's cool. Shelley, how would you say you go about cultivating your relationship with the Lord, spending time with Him?
Kind of much like James, and we've kind of hit a few points that I do every morning. I have a long commute to work, so that's kind of my quiet time before I start my day. Gets my day off on a good foot, I find. Worship music in the car is also a good way. I find that I spend time with the Lord. And I ask Him to speak to me about how the Bible kind of fits into our everyday life. How it, what does He want to reveal to me today? Or what do I need to learn? What lessons do I need to learn today? I kind of start off my day asking questions, and throughout the day, He either reveals something to me or He doesn't. So I feel like by the ending of the day, I've either learned something or something's been revealed, or I chat with a good friend, or, you know, just different people that you have in your life that, Yeah, just brings different, they either say something or someone shares a story, or,
and that kind of tweaks your memory.
Yeah, it tweaks your memory, and it's like, wow,
that's
neat.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was, it's just really neat to go about your day kind of always having something to think about, or being mindful of what you're actually spending time thinking about, or where your thoughts are going. I find because you could let those go very easily, just going about worldly things.
Yeah. You know what I think is interesting is that, you know, each of you have mentioned that it's the morning time when you start your day and you're committing your way to God, and you're starting your thoughts on Him.
Right.
And there's a verse, I think, in Proverbs that says, commit your way to the Lord and He will establish your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts then become your words, and your words, like, you're living out what you're actually thinking about.
Yeah.
It's
basically renewing your mind, because it's how you think that kind of goes about your actions as well.
Yeah.
Yes, very often before I even get out of bed in the morning, I will say, Lord, help me to think what You want me to think. Help me to see what You want me to see. Help me to say what You want me to say. Help me to feel what You want me to feel. Help me to go where You want me to go. Help me to do everything that You want me to do. Like, just committing my day to the Lord. So I want to have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what He sees and how He sees the different people I'm going to run in today.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have that mindset.
Yeah, totally.
Now, Carrie, how do you cultivate that relationship with the Lord?
I read the Bible and pray in the morning. And then I do have a good 45 minutes to work, so I actually listen to the audio Bible. So sometimes it'll be the same thing that I read in the morning, so I'm going to hear it again, or it'll be something totally different. And then, so I like to listen to a lot of, like, educational podcasts, so I don't do those in the morning. I only do them on the way back from work.
Okay.
When I'm not as tuned in.
So we're going to take a break. But the question I want to ask you is, what happens when we don't spend time with the Lord?
Crazy stuff.
Crazy.
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 Who are we?
We'll be right back.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
That's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to New Every Day. We're still in the car, and we're just talking about what happens when maybe you don't take time to spend with God in the sense that you're praying or reading the Bible or thinking about Him, thinking about Jesus and what He's done for you, and what the repercussions of not building that relationship can be.
Because we talk about that all the time, right? We're like, read your Bible, pray. Like, we say it all the time, but we never talk about, well, what happens when you don't. And I know personally, when I don't spend time with the Lord, and we're just going to go around and share our own experience, our own thoughts about that, but personally, when I don't spend time with the Lord, I feel out of whack. Like, I literally feel like something is wrong. Like, I'm not hearing from the Lord, or I just feel like undone on the inside. Like, I'm missing something. Like, the piece of puzzle for my day is missing. Like, the laces aren't tied tight. Like, the buttons aren't all the way up to, like, something. I feel undone. So for me, when I don't spend time with the Lord, I feel like something is missing. So, next.
Mary.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, when I don't,
let's call it about.
I find it harder to, like, think thoughts that actually honor God and think thoughts about other people that I know God would love. So it's harder to see people in situations with the same mindset that Christ would have, like loving them first and putting them first. It's so much harder to do that and doesn't come as naturally. I know that just not reading my Bible one morning does not change the fact that I am a new creation and that Christ lives in me and empowers me to do these things.
Right.
You know, just like when I leave the house, it doesn't change the fact that Jen is my friend and she's my roommate. It doesn't change that, but
right.
You can have a not as close a relationship, right? So I find that, yeah, it changes I feel like my mindset is not as quick to, I'm not as quick to emulate, like, His love, His compassion, His kindness towards other people, and also find that it's easier to justify things that I know God probably wouldn't approve of. It's just easier to justify it. I've had a hard day at work, you know, whatever. I just want to do this.
You become entitled?
Yeah, I guess that's probably a good word for it.
Interesting. Maxie? Shelly?
I feel like I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel. Sometimes I feel very empty, like I have nothing to give anyone, whether it's kindness or patience or tolerance or I don't know. I just feel very empty, like I'm not being filled up with anything.
Right.
So, yeah. James?
I kind of resonate with everybody, I think, on this one. I notice that it's more difficult to operate in grace.
Yep.
You know,
that's a good way of saying it, yeah.
I don't know, extend the love to other people around you that they deserve, really.
Mm-hmm.
That and it's a lot easier to have a crappy day.
Totally.
Yes.
This is true.
Yeah. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about cultivating the presence of God in our own personal time, but I also find that I can cultivate the presence of the Lord when I'm with other believers. Like, when I am in, like, where we are now, like, I am building my relationship with Carrie and James and Shelley, I'm actually building my relationship with the Lord. And also, in church, when I come together with other believers, I feel like I'm connecting with God, like I'm building my relationship with God. And so I find, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, that when you come together to worship with other believers, how you, like, you, do you feel like you sense the presence of the Lord, or?
So
what has been your experience on that?
Well, I just went for coffee with a friend of mine, and I hadn't seen her for quite a long period of time. And so we talked about life, we talked about work, we talked about family and all these things, and then we started talking about who God is and the exciting things that are happening in our lives because of our relationship with Him, or things we see in other people's lives because of what He's doing and how people have experienced Him. And I left being with her so encouraged. And it wasn't because, you know, she was directly encouraging me, saying, Carrie, you know what, you're so awesome, or whatever. It was because she was telling me about the goodness of God in her life, and that kind of reaffirmed His goodness, like, to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I agree.
And yeah, now, in the back seat, we have two people that connect with God in a very, I would say, unique. I do connect with God in nature, but Shelly said something very interesting about getting away to be with the Lord. And so do you want to talk a little bit of how you take, and it's like a Sabbath almost, like you take a Sabbath away from technology, away from people, and you really use that day to cultivate your spirit.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about how that all came about, or even how you discovered that that's what you enjoy doing? Because I know James does the same thing. Like you actually go out and away from people into the wilderness. So talk a little bit about how that cultivates your relationship with the Lord.
I started off with just nature trail walks.
Right.
And then it just kind of turned into, this is where I found peace, and this is where I found quietness. And then I just started taking longer walks in forests, because we have a lot of bluffs around us and just different places up north that that are in foresty areas and just in the bush pretty well. And I just found that I feel like I wasn't scraping the bottom of the barrel there, you know? Mm-hmm. I felt like when I came back from that place, I was full. And then I was able to share, like James said, grace to other people and just love. And I don't know, I felt more peaceful mm-hmm. coming back from a day, like a full day outside, or a full morning, or a full afternoon. It needed to be a very long period of time outside.
You know, last week, it's interesting you say that, Shelley, because last week we talked about planning, right? And you have to plan an adventure, and you probably had to say no to certain things that day, or plan to actually be away that day, and set that time aside to be refreshed, right?
Yeah.
You have to plan to practice being with God.
Mm-hmm. Now, James, you do something very similar, and you've done it for a long time, right? Just finding the Lord in nature. So how did that all begin?
Well, I grew up in the country, and so being outdoors was kind of par for the course. Like, it was just what you did, right? We didn't have video games, like, we had TV, but, I mean, even that gets boring after a while when the warm weather comes around.
Right.
And so I have a cousin, and he always took me out on hunting and fishing trips and stuff like that, so that kind of got ingrained into me, and after a while, I started to realize just how rejuvenating it was for me to be out in the wild alone, like out in the bush or whatever, out on the river fishing or whatever, alone.
Right.
You know? So now I make time for that, and I take almost every opportunity I can to get out into God's creation, and it's like being in His painting, you know, like it's being a part of His creation. One of the things I love the most about hunting is, as I guess odd as it sounds, is I like being able to sit out there and become a fly on the wall, disappear, and
totally
watch things happen around me, and just watch life go by, kind of thing, and just enjoy that.
Yeah.
it is so important, because we talked about a couple different ways of connecting with God, like that getting alone. And I know for some people, getting alone for too long actually is draining. Like I know Carrie does very well of spending time alone with the Lord, but she actually gets rejuvenated when you're with people. Like you come alive when you have those interactions with people. And as she said, she spent time with friends and that filled her up. And whereas I'm like backseat crew, I love getting away. Like I love, you know, drawing into my room and being quiet.
Solo road trips.
Gone away for, you know, 2 days just to hear from the Lord. Whereas lots of people say, no, I need to be in a team and you're gonna, you know, do it together. And so the purpose though is to figure out what is the best way that you connect with the Lord and then go there. Like, you know, reading the Bible and praying is obvious that you need to do those things. Corporate worship is also, we're called to do that. But there are some ways, like spending time with friends or getting away, going into nature, figuring out what it is that fills up our tank. What is it that opens up, I want to say, our thoughts and our minds towards the Lord, that prepares our hearts. So that's something that you need to think about. How is it that you connect best with the Lord? Is it by spending one-on-one time with people? Is it in a group? Is it, you know, with the Word of God or through prayer or just through silence? So we're going to encourage you to think about that this week, to pray about it. And so why don't we close with prayer? So Lord, I thank you so much that you connect with us in so many different ways. I ask that you be with our listeners this week and that they would cultivate, that they would desire to cultivate a relationship with you, wherever that and however that looks like. So bless and encourage them today, we pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we're going to see you same time, same place next week. Check us out, neweveryday.tv. Go on our partners page, have a look at all the amazing organizations who are helping us make this possible. Thanks again to Category 5 TV and Robbie Ferguson for making this happen. Have a great week.
See you later.